There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 7 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug, and she's Jennifer Horn. A lot of people think this is the real program, Jennifer and Doug, that the other people who are on the program with us are ancillary, but it is you and me. That's why I'm saying this. I'm aware of the questions that come from people who are oftentimes just focused on what you and I say, and they don't think about what Kenny says, for whatever the reason, or Richie even dismiss Roberta. And I wonder why that is. Why do you think, Kenny, why do you think that is?
Wow.
Why they focus on what Jennifer says?
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Because she's very passionate about what she says.
Ah, really? And am I as well?
Sometimes, yeah.
Depends on what it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the same is true with her.
Yeah. But
Jennifer,
I think you're very
sometimes
passionate.
Silly. It's...
Yeah. I think you're very passionate about your beliefs. You don't express them as often as does Jennifer.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's all
he
right.
He does, though. Ken's getting there. You know, Ken
right.
and I both, I've noticed
yeah.
that we both have evolved into being more opinionated than we have in the past.
Mm.
Ah, so take that, Dougie.
Well, there's an introduction that I would like to make. There's a young lady that you hear me referring to from time to time as Kara, C-A-R-A.
Yep.
And she has many things to say. She has been on board with this since Michael Fortier left about, I think it's almost a year. How long ago, Kara, did you
been a long time.
Come on board? Has it been a year? Where'd she go? She's not going to talk to us now.
Sorry, I was on the phone, actually.
Come on.
She's ordering a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. You order what?
So when did you first show up, Kara?
Around the end of November. So almost a year.
Really? All right. End of November. And since then, when you first started, what did you honestly think was going on here? And what did you honestly think your chances of survival were?
Well, I hoped my chances of survival were 100%.
And?
I don't know. It was a lot to learn.
Right.
In a very short amount of time.
But even without learning, that was one part of it. But listening to what we're talking about, how we approach things, whether you think that we have the right... Every once in a while, you say something now because you have more courage, you're a little more comfortable in what's going on. You will say things that only we hear that are actually quite clever or quite relevant to what's going on. And the thing that I find distressing oftentimes, and I get this from my friend, but I also have gotten it over the years from Jennifer and Roberta, especially the import or impact of women or female voices, especially when it comes to spoken word formats. The talk shows, the news talk shows, have a very limited number of women who show up. Laura Ingraham is one who's, of all of the people who stand out and who are individual hosts by themselves, I think Laura is probably the most well-known. Do you think that's true or not?
Laura Ingraham, Dr. Laura.
Yeah, but
she have to be named Laura.
Yeah,
right, Dana Lash, obviously, on one of Kara and Rich's people at Radio America.
Mm.
But you know that's pretty much it, and it's hard to find a woman that actually leads her own program. That's why I do a local show in Southern California that I get to lead, and that's really a big chunk of why I do it, because it is so rare that you find women that actually take a leading role in talk radio.
Well,
so.
This is the political talk radio. This program program is not, Good Day is not aimed at being a political program. I like to steer us away from it as much as possible. Kind of hard now in the season we're in to stay away from it. But I'm really not eager to have a lot of political discussions because they chase people away one way or the other, one side or the other. That's why I try hard to get people on the program who have differing points of view. But when it comes to the kind of radio that I like, and the kind of radio, interestingly enough, that has the most longevity, Dr. Joy Brown is the longest. Laura Schlesinger is second, but she's only on Sirius now. Not that that isn't a good place to be, because it is, to a point. But radio stations that are, many of them struggling to find what they can do to stay in the talk format, because the talk format is the most popular of all the formats on the radio, but yet people are tiring of listening to the same voices, the same point of view, basically the same approach to things. So, and mostly it's male-driven. It's testosterone-fueled, whether it's sports talk radio or mostly the right-wing talk radio, angry guys, angry white guys who are basically all saying the same thing, and there are only two or three, maybe four, that are any good, whether it's certainly in the national front. And I don't know, in terms of local radio, there are four or five, six maybe, that I can think of. One of them is a guy named Mark Davis, who's on WBAP. No, he's off of BAP. He went to the Salem station in Dallas.
Yeah, he fills in quite a bit. He actually, when Michael Medved had his throat cancer, Mark Davis filled in a lot for him. And he's very good.
He's
very good.
Yeah, no, he's very good. And so what I guess I'm saying is, Kara, I encourage you to be a part of all of this because I want to hear your point of view. And I want to hear as many points of view as possible. That's why I love Facebook and Twitter, because there are lots of different points of view. But Kenny has to read that, even though we know it's a man or a woman. We attribute it to the people who are...
Well, and Kara brings something even more special than just her sex, Doug.
Yes?
She, you know, I used to be the young one on the show, but I've sort of become an old hag now in all these years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with you for over 9 years.
Yes.
So, you know, she's got the voice of the millennial generation, which I think is so important because people, they're an elusive group of people. So.
Yeah. All right. So, Kara, you're elusive. That's how you've been branded. It's 13 past the hour. Kara. In a moment, we meet James Murphy, who is from Pixar Animation Studios, to talk about this animated short Lava, which is our video of the day at DougStefan.com.
I had Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Music from Lava, Pixar animated short love story about two volcanoes.
A long, long time ago,
millions of years ago,
volcano.
It plays in theaters before Inside Out, the Pixar feature film. This song is written by James Murphy, who joins us. Mr. Murphy, congratulations on your success. Nice to have you here.
And wishing that he had.
Thank you very much. It's great being here. Good morning.
What other, you've worked as an animator on some of these Pixar films as well. Which ones have you worked on, and which did you find yourself to be the ones that you enjoyed most?
I mean, I've been at Pixar now for 19 years, and the first film I worked on was A Bug's Life, and I've worked on Finding Nemo, Cars, Ratatouille, Incredibles, and you know, every single film has been just a joy to work on, and you know, I think one of the fun things about being an animator is we get to be the actors in the film without having to be the actors ourselves, that we're able to act through these characters. And you know, every single film has just been a wonderful opportunity to you know, take on that role, whether it's a superhero or a car or a fish, or in this case, get to make singing volcanoes.
So, under the circumstances, what's different about the work of an animator, given we're in the computer age, versus what Walt Disney had to do when he drew the first Mickey Mouse cartoon?
You know, the only difference is the medium, but, you know, the actual approach is the same. In 2D animation, which is what Walt Disney was doing back in the day, you were filming drawings, and so you were acting or bringing the characters to life through drawings. And what we do, instead of drawing the character, we're actually posing a 3D model to bring that character alive, you know. And as an animator, whether you're drawing or whether you're a 3D animator, you really need to be a student of movement, a student of behavior, a student of acting, and that's true in any medium.
So, what you do at your workstation, though, is I'm trying to sort of imagine what it's like to be you working on an idea, and who you confer with, or are you all by yourself?
You are, the majority of the time you're by yourself, you know, and what you're trying to do is you come up with an idea or a way you want to approach a scene, and you try to block that scene out in probably the quickest, most simple way, and then you show that scene to the director. So the director is, you know, the person on the film that has the unique or singular vision for the entire film. And we have every morning what's called dailies, where you show your work not only to the director, but all the other animators that are also working on the film. And through that process of reviewing is how you, you know, get through that idea.
How has that, the being the animator, helped you direct? Because this short we're talking about, Lava, which is our video of the day, is directed by you. This is your first time as a director, right, in a film like this?
Yes. You know, it's helped me in a lot of ways. I think by, you know, kind of growing up at Pixar and working for what I think are some of the best animation directors in the history of animation, like John Lasseter, Andrew Stanton, Pete Docter, Brad Bird, I've been able to see how these different directors have approached directing and been able to apply that in Lava. And every single director has a different way of, you know, of directing. And in the end, this entire process is so collaborative because it takes so many people to make these films. Even the short, you know, we probably had 100 people on this film. So you're really about corralling everybody's individual talents into a unique singular vision. And this is the first time that I've had the responsibility of carrying that singular vision through all the way till the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a work of art. That's why we have it as the video of the day at DougStephan.com. I noticed that the tune itself, number 3 on Amazon soundtracks chart, number 2 on the iTunes soundtrack chart. So it must be having an impact. And we'll call attention to your work. So I wish you good luck. Thank you for being here to explain how this interesting business works. James Murphy, the director of Lava, here on Good Day.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes you bug me, Jennifer.
Sometimes I feel like the bug, doesn't it?
Henry David Thoreau said, "Live your beliefs and you can turn the world around." I suppose, in a manner of speaking, that's what most good musicians do. Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits is 66 today, responsible for our thought of the day. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Thus this tune. Crank it up, Kara. So, would you say that Dire Straits is a country act?
No.
No. We don't say that. But this sounds like he's a guitarist. I've written a lot of the songs for this group, right? London guy.
Yeah, he sings them.
And he's the lead vocal, right?
Right.
On all these. He also had a group called the Notting Hill Village. You ever hear of them? Mostly. Where Dire Straits, though, the name Dire Straits?
It's a great name.
It is. Where'd it come from? Anybody know? I'd like to know.
Maybe he was in Dire Straits.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about what
he was in trouble.
What's the implication of that? Thank you, Jennifer. What's the implication of that phrase, "I'm in dire straits"? It means you're broke, usually. And I'm going to bet that these guys spent a lot of their time when they first got started broke. Right?
Oh,
now
sure.
Yeah. International success.
Most musicians do.
Yeah. Well, you have to apply your trade. Sometimes people are lucky. Would you say Taylor Swift was lucky? She started success when she was, what, 17, 18?
Even younger than that. I think that she was lucky, but I think she had a really clear vision of what she wanted to do at a young age, and she worked for it. I mean, she walked door to door.
Yeah, she did really knock everybody on their ear from the earliest times. And, I mean, the talent is different than that little worm, Justin Bieber. I find that there's not much talent there, but there's a lot of excitement about him for whatever the reason. But you go back to Knopfler, who, as I said, is 66 today, born in 1949. He's produced a lot of film scores as well. A lot of these guys, Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues, asked a lot. I think he works with Knopfler on some of these. They score lots of movies. They'll go sit in a room and watch the movie being played or the roughs put together, and then they'll come up with ideas for music. Sometimes it's original music, sometimes it's music. It's a real talent. You know, sometimes pop music gets put into these movies. Where do you think that comes from? You think somebody just says, oh, let's grab this, and then, no. They bring guys in like Knopfler and Hayward, and they say, "What? You watch the movie, get a feel for it, tell us what you think belongs in there. Can you create the music for this, or do we need to go outside or underscore it with something that's popular?" A lot of people don't know that at all. But I find it interesting that Knopfler worked a lot with various people. His career has been very, very broad. Chet Atkins, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, George Jones, Emmylou Harris, Phil Lynott, Van Morrison, Stevie Dan, Sting, James Taylor, all have had, he's actually been a session musician for them. I'm certainly, you know, I think Eric Clapton has done that, Kenny, too, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I just want to sit in, and I don't know, I don't get that that's something that Bob Dylan would do, or that Van Morrison would do. Well, Van's not really a musician. He doesn't play an instrument, per se. It's his voice. At least he's not known for that. So anyway, I thought that you'd be interested to get an honorary doctorate degree in music from three universities in England. Mark Knopfler, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. 28 after on Good Day. About any trumpet
playing. Do not let the fox guard the hen house. How that relates to animal rights organizations today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Visionaries. They are the promise of our rural communities, and Farm Credit wants to honor them. Farm Credit 100, Fresh Perspectives, is a nationwide search for 100 men and women who are changing the face and future of rural America. In addition to sharing their stories, 10 honorees will receive a $10,000 cash prize. Nominate someone today at farmcredit100.com.
Movie makers and TV producers today can create scenes of fiction that look so real, it's hard to imagine they're not. Unfortunately, some animal rights groups are doing the same thing, and that sort of activity is keeping the Animal Agriculture Alliance very busy. Communications Director Hannah Thompson.
You see a lot of these undercover videos that have images that just aren't representative of what really goes on American farms today and how farm families care for their animals. But these groups are very well funded because they use these videos and they use their companion animal image as fundraising tactics. So animal rights for fundraising is a really big business in the United States.
Thompson says some of these videos are created by animal activists who've gotten jobs on farms or ranches where events could be staged to look real.
Farmers definitely have to be vigilant. They have to be really careful about who's accessing their property, about who's applying for employment, because these undercover videos are becoming more and more popular as a tactic to create fear among consumers, and more recently they're being used as a tactic to pressure brands and retailers to cave to activist demand.
In tomorrow's show, deconstructing the typical animal abuse video. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Action here on the Good Day program, 33 and change after the hour. Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn, Kara Shulman. How do you like to pronounce your last name? I've not made myself aware of, because it looks like you pronounce it a couple of different ways the way you spell it.
Well, I pronounce it Shillin.
Shillin, but you could pronounce it Shillian.
I mean,
right?
It doesn't have an I in it.
But
I
could.
You could.
You could pronounce Smith if you wanted to. But
I thought it was S-I-L-L-I-A-N. It's not. I put an extra I in there.
Well, that's not how you spell it. But I probably won't spell it on air.
Really?
Probably
okay.
Everybody
yeah, because then a lot of people will send you things.
Yeah, all my fans.
All your fans. All right, we'll see if we can get your fan base here. Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook and Twitter. So the things that are occupying people's minds are not always, who am I to say, I wish your mind was occupied with this versus that. There are a couple of things that I think I would wish or hope that you were involved in perhaps more than you are, let me give you a reason or two to think differently about a couple of different issues. For example, how long has it been since you even thought about the Keystone Pipeline?
It's been a minute.
The president said, no, we're not going to do it.
Right.
This
not
thing's been
do it, veto it, end
yeah,
story.
This thing's been going around. They've been dragging us around for 6.5 years. And so now the decision on what to do, what the decision has been all along, I was under the impression anyway that it was no. But apparently there was a challenge to that. So, okay, we'll think about it some more. But in the meantime, the State Department has been sort of the lead here. The White House has sort of passed everybody over to the State Department because the idea of the pipeline is it's from Canada that the oil will come. And the pipeline crosses the United States
goes down to the Gulf. Yep.
Right. Okay. So George Bush, George W., he was the one that wanted more pipelines, or at least his people did, mostly Cheney because of his background as an oil man, and Rumsfeld as well. So they convinced him to, let's get going on these, and you can take presidential authority, fix it so that the pipelines require presidential permit if they go over international borders, that is Canada or Mexico. Okay, mm-hmm. So that was great at work for Bush because he wanted more pipelines.
Right.
However, whoops. So now Bush is gonzo.
Works great for Obama. Who doesn't want more pipelines? You know, from what I hear, the states are in favor of this. The feds
yes.
are not, but the states are really in favor of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also heard that this pipeline is getting built no matter what. Either the money is going to go to the United States or the money is going to go to Canada. So, I don't know.
Well, you can run a pipeline over to Vancouver and dump the oil out that way.
Mm-hmm, that's
if you want
what
to do that.
Do in Canada, I think.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I mean, what's the big issue with it happening? I mean, to me, it creates jobs, although limited. I mean, they're not ongoing jobs, but it
yeah.
does create temporary jobs. And it seems like it would be a boost to the economy. What is some of the argument against
right.
it?
Can I make a suggestion to all of you?
Yes.
Just Google pipelines, oil pipelines in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get the results, you will see 80, I believe it's 84, but I'm not sure. It's 80-some-odd pipelines that crisscross this country now. Who even knew that? My son, who is very much in favor of this.
And who cares?
And who, yeah, well, I mean, there
I mean,
are those
there,
who say that well, when I went to Alaska in 1997, I think it was, we went to four or five of us who were talk people, went up to Alaska to the invitation of whatever the oil company, I forget who, there was a pipeline company that was building the pipeline. Hadn't finished yet, wanted us to look at what happened, what were the ramifications, because it was controversial at the time. And environmental people used to say, oh, my God, you're going to kill all the wildlife. All the moose would be dead. All the birds will die. Everybody's a fish. Everybody's going to get killed. Well, when we're up there, the most interesting thing that I saw two things that grabbed my memory or stay in my mind more than anything else. One of them was a family of moose who were living under the pipeline and who were thriving because the pipeline is warm. The grasses around the pipeline grow all the time, thus making the livestock that's around the pipeline much healthier than they would have been if they couldn't get through the snow and the ice to whatever forage there is underneath it. So that was number one. Number two was that I saw, at least on three different occasions, guys taking pot shots using the pipeline as target practice. And they'd shoot at the pipeline, and of course it would spring an oil leak and somebody would have to fix it. And so they put fences around to keep people away. But if you got a gun that shoots a long ways away, what difference does it make? And they do it just for fun. So they put some kind of sealer on the pipeline that keeps it from being penetrable, is that the right word, by bullets. Most of it, I mean, you can, if you're really a hardcore, somebody that's got bullets that are what do they call them, iron-piercing or metal-piercing bullets, you can, you know, you can use those, I suppose, if you're really nuts. But the point is that these things bring opportunity. They help livestock. They don't hurt it. So all the EPA people and the PETA people and all everybody else who jumps around about these things are just, frankly, wrong. So what is the objection? The people, the Bush people that are pushing him to say no, they all say, oh, it's environmentally unreasonable. This goes across a part of our country that has the least amount of population of anywhere where you can see. If you look at where the pipelines are now, most of them are over the East Coast, east of the Mississippi, right? Did both of you go and look at where the pipelines are? No.
I did not.
No. I've seen the map before. I know what you're talking about. I didn't look right now. But.
Yeah. All right. So anyway.
As far as the environmental stuff goes, though, unless there's a leak, there's really no environmental impact. I mean, we have more of an issue with the EPA dunking, making a mistake and poisoning a lot of wildlife with metal toxicity.
So just for your information, since 2004, there are 8 applications. Let's see here. They've all been processed and approved. Permits reissued for existing pipelines are not included in the 8 that have been applied for since 2004. So what's the big deal about this one? It's a 1,000-mile project called the Alberta Clipper for some. I don't get the ones who were the big contributors to Obama, like these Earth Justice groups. They're the ones who are lobbying, and that's what this is. It's a lobbying effort to keep this from coming to pass. Ridiculous. So say those of us who are here that are sort of in the know. In a moment, Jennifer referred to the sludge in the lake in Colorado, more about the contaminated water from the mistake. Why did it happen? Why has this water been in the situation it's in for, since 1925 it's been there? Why all of a sudden is it an issue? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129 and scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. And great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
When it comes to daily skincare, many women don't realize there's a difference between good and bad moisture. With high temps and humidity sweeping the country, it's important to consider the effects of both, especially in areas prone to sweating. Dove dermatologist Dr. Ellen Marmer explains.
Good moisture is essential to keeping your skin looking its best. It comes from your daily topical moisturizers and staying hydrated. Bad moisture refers to surface wetness like sweat that can leave behind salt and enzymes and disrupt the skin barrier. Our underarms are a great example where both are equally important. The skin here needs good moisture to keep it looking soft and smooth, but our underarms also have more sweat glands and hair follicles, so we need to ward off bad moisture that can lead to odor-causing bacteria. I recommend using Dove Advanced Care Antiperspirant Deodorant because it provides 48-hour odor and wetness protection and is formulated with moisturizing ingredients for softer, smoother underarms. It will keep you feeling fresh and your skin looking great.
Dr. Ellen Marmer teamed up with Dove to share her expert advice. Learn more at Dove.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Anybody remember this song beside me?
I don't think I do remember it now.
I'm going to bet this is a one-hit wonder, Kenny. We might want to check that out. I'm also going to bet that it was early 70s, if I am being served correctly by my memory, because I remember playing it as a disc jockey, and I was into talk by 74, so it would have been, I'm pretty sure, in the early 70s. Christie was the name of the recording artist that did Yellow River, which brings us around to that sludge in the lake in Colorado, the EPA cleanup. Now, it's okay to blame the EPA. There's plenty of blame to go around here, and it's all right. But what people are forgetting about this, and who thought that I'd stand up for the EPA? I'm not really. I just think we ought to know all of the story. I get caught sometimes with my pants down because I don't know all the nuance of a story, and it'd be real easy for me, and I think I was yesterday, to be pretty critical of the EPA. What I wanted to know is why this was in this sort of lake bed in the first place.
What were they doing, right?
How long has it been there? What were they doing?
I can't tell you how long it's been going on, but I know that this has been an area that has been, they knew that it was bad.
This mine opened up in 1925.
Right, and the 3 million gallons of the metal-laden water that was released.
I mean, look at it. It's all yellow.
It's disgusting.
It really is disgusting.
I mean, it's like soup. I mean, it's just
looks awful.
Gross.
Yeah.
But apparently they were doing some maintenance. EPA was doing some maintenance and cleaning of the area. And I think they were using heavy equipment that accidentally punctured.
An excavator hit a hole in the side. Yeah,
right, exactly. Yep. That started the release of this stuff.
Yeah. So now the lady who runs the EPA visiting out there, trying to smooth everything over. Maybe at least it'll keep the EPA and some of their clowns at bay for a while, keep them from coming up with any more stupid regulations.
Yeah, keep them busy, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. All right, the story of the Walmart truck driver who was involved in the accident with Tracy Morgan. The results of the inquiry are back now. And the truck driver's name, Kevin Roper of Jonesboro, Georgia, according to the information that's been released, could have avoided the crash if he was driving the speed limit, but he was working past that. And so he didn't stop. He was in a work zone, which is a 45-mile-an-hour zone. He was going 65 when he went into it. Apparently, he was half asleep. Listen to this, though. This is what's going to hang Walmart. They're going to pay through the nose. Because this guy had already driven 800 miles from Benton, Georgia, their headquarters, up to the Walmart Distribution Center in Delaware. He dropped off a load, picked up another load, and headed back to Georgia without stopping for sleep. So the guy had already driven 800 miles. He's going to drive another 800 miles back and not sleep.
I don't think this is just a one-off instance either. I think this happens a lot with people driving trucks.
And they're supposed to not happen because there are rules and regulations, logs, there are computers and all kinds of things in these trucks that keep track of what they're doing, and there's some way they get around it or Walmart doesn't care. So Walmart is going to, they got plenty of cash, and they're going to lose plenty of it in this deal because of this driver. There's real food for thought when it comes to driving. Next time I see a Walmart truck, I'm staying a long ways away from it. It's 10 minutes before the hour, and good day.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I'm Doug Steffen now with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology reporter for Newsweek. I was just talking to a reporter from Newsweek. He's from Men's Health Magazine. Got to get all the publications straight here. And he wants to help you understand, sort of in the light of the Hillary Clinton private email server thing, what using your personal email for work does for you or doesn't do for you, and vice versa, because that's the real issue here. No, I don't really care about Hillary Clinton, but I want to learn a lesson from all of this focus. All right, Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine on technology. So Mrs. Clinton is giving her private email service to the Justice Department. So what? Who cares? Big deal. I don't care at all. Except for the fact, and you've helped me understand this, Greg, that there is a lesson to be learned by all of you, all of us who, as she did, used her own email for quote-unquote work. So why is that not good, and why is the reverse not good?
Yeah, so take her name out of the headline and put your name in the headline. Right. Because let's start with, I use my personal email for work. Now, it's such a dangerous thing to do, I almost don't know where to start.
Why is it though?
Well, so first of all, I'm using my personal email for work. Occasionally I share some things that are, you know, sensitive or company secrets. I'm not an expert at protecting my email.
Mm-hmm.
So I should leave that up to my company. So if there's a problem with email, it's not my problem. It's the company's problem. But you know what else? I may have done nothing wrong. Just the appearance of me using my email for company stuff can put me looking in a bad light. It may look suspicious. Mm-hmm. I may have actually done nothing wrong, but the appearance is I had something to hide, or I broke company policy, or maybe I leaked something that I shouldn't have, and the company can't go back and validate all that. Hillary Clinton is going to turn over her server, but we don't know what was done to
what
the
does
server
that mean,
before.
The server? What's the server? What is it? How do you do that?
Well, I think in this case, it's a physical piece of hardware with
from
memory.
Taken out of a tower?
Or the tower itself, yes.
Okay.
So, but the point is, we don't know what was done to the server mm-hmm. before they turn it over. So again, it may only be about appearances, but appearances can kill you. If you use your work email for personal stuff, make no mistake, everything you do by email, on your company phone, on any device owned by your company, or any account owned by your company, they can read every word of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take your company laptop and your teenager is writing a report on breast cancer, could your company interpret that as you, if you're a woman, doing research on breast cancer because you have breast cancer? And could that, you can see all kinds of implications from using any hardware or accounts from work for personal, because anything you do belongs to your company. Oh, you're doing a job search on your company computer. That's probably not going to look good.
Not too bright either.
But people do these kinds of things every day.
Yeah.
Your personal life is your personal life. Your work life is your work life, and your devices and your account should be completely separate, or you risk having headlines about you like Hillary and Clinton is dealing with today.
Really? Headlines. I wear pink underpants.
Well, we all know that, Doug.
Oh.
TMI.
Thank you. Greg Stebbins here with us on Good Day. Thanks, Greg.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8:15.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.